You're listening to Charlotte Bobcats Basketball, and this is Bobcats at the Half. Here's Sam Smith.
Charlotte Bobcats clawing to get into the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. 6-point lead on New York, 50-44 at halftime. The dream of every Bobcat is eventually to win the championship. Well, they've already got a championship team affiliated with the Bobcats. It's the Charlotte Rolling Bobcats. They won the National Wheelchair Basketball National Junior title, and a couple of those players, along with their teammates, have joined us here in the control booth right now. Caitlin McDormick on one side, and this is Chris Baker. And Caitlin, of course, was the MVP and got the winning basket. Talk about the experience of winning a national title.
It was amazing. You can't top a moment like that. We didn't want it to end, but it's a great team. We deserve it, and it was just a great experience.
You know, you had to claw through, of course, Chicago, San Francisco, Spokane, San Diego. We're talking about a lot of great teams. Talk about the competition getting to that final game.
It was very tough. We played the same teams during the conference play, and it was nice to have a lot of competition. Of course, Chicago, the one we played in the championship, gave us a run for our money, but there was very tough competition there.
Caitlin is a sophomore out at Audrey Kell High School and a member of the Rolling Bobcats for the last 7 years. The leading scorer in the National Junior Championship was Chris Baker, who's alongside. And, Chris, you've been doing this quite a while, and quite obviously that would be a good time. But you got a little foul trouble there in that last game, didn't you?
Yeah, I had four fouls, and so I had to sit out 13 minutes of the second half.
Ouch.
My coach looked at me. He wasn't pretty happy. He was very mad that I was out for so long, but my team held it together. They don't need one player to win a game, and they proved to me how strong they are. We have a lot of depth, and we have great coaching staff and good families and fans to support us. So they went out there, and they battled through, and we did great that championship game.
By the way, we're happy that Chris didn't wear his Detroit Piston hat tonight, because that's the team we're now chasing. The only thing that would supplant it is that national championship hat he's got on right now. Chris, one of the things about playing here, and let me do a little personal here I could, in the fact that you two and your teammates here with physical handicaps could just not do anything and kind of be kind of a vegetable type thing. You have really kind of taken it to yourself, say, hey, I'm going to be all that I can. Talk about that in what you're doing right now.
I have a lot of aggression. I'm a very active guy, and wheelchair basketball is one of my keys to being able to relieve that. My teachers at school, it would either be talking or acting up in class, but with wheelchair basketball, I'm allowed to go out there, and I can go 100 miles an hour during the game, and I can go out there and spend a lot of that energy. And I don't want to be a vegetable just because I have a disability. I don't want to sit at home and watch television all day. I want to have something that I can do that when I'm out on that court and I play with other teams and with my teammates that are in wheelchairs or have a disability, I don't see that. You know, you see one thing, and that's that you're playing as a team and you're all having fun. And we're going out there as a team for the, you know, we're all looking for the same purpose, and that's to win a game. And it's not we're in a wheelchair, you know, we're going out there to have, you know, our crippled fun.
Well, I tell you what, you had some great fun and certainly a great honor for Charlotte and the Bobcats with that National Junior Championship in the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. And Caitlin, one of the things, and why don't you identify the other members of the team that have come here, because it seemed like it's a very close-knit group that won this championship.
Yeah, we're not like a lot of other teams. We're a family, and we have each other's backs. We have Jill Moore here, who made the all-tournament team as well. And we have John Gotze and Sean Burns. And we also have Mike Gotze, who's one of our assistant coaches, along with Justin Kiley and Dave Kiley, who play a huge role. And then I like to mention my mother, Fran McDermott. None of this could have happened without the parents and the family that we have outside of basketball. And they're just a huge part of our lives right now.
Well, Chris, along with Caitlin, congratulations. Congratulations to all of your teammates here. We're mighty proud of you. The national champions right here in Charlotte. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's see if the Bobcats can play like a champion in the second half. They've got the lead over New York. We're at halftime with the Bobcats 50 and the Knicks 44.